disciplining me even when she didn't like send me to my room or like ground me. And one of the clearest examples of this is, I think I mentioned it before, but my mom worked nights and my mom was picking me up, and my grandma would go, oh, go get the door, there's your mom. And I opened the door at my grandpa's house, and I slammed the door right in her face. And I might have hit her nose, I don't really know. And my grandma looked right at me, and she said, I want you to go stand in the corner. And I'm like, what in the world? So I literally stuck my nose right in the corner of their little, like, dining room area in their house. And I stood there, and I stood there, and I stood there. And I continue to stay there just forever and ever and ever. And then she finally said, come sit down. She's like, why'd you do that? And I said, I really don't know. I was just a young kid. I thought it'd be, I don't know. I was dumb anyway. Did that change my grandma's love for me? Of course not. You know, repentance and change, dealing with sin is painful and it's hard, but that doesn't change the fact that God loves us. Parents, when your kids mess up, do you just say, well, I'm done with them? Grandparents, when your grandkids mess up, do you say, psh, whatever, I've got a few more over here, you know? No, of course not. A three-year-old kid can scream at me and act like he's the boss, and it can frustrate me to no end. But do I stop loving him? The answer is, of course not. I don't want you to think that repentance means that God's so angry and ready to destroy you and just ready to give up on you. Repentance is necessary, but it also leads to something beautiful and amazing. It also leads to you running back to a God who loves you so much. So much so that he sent Jesus to die for you, so that you could be restored, so that your sins could be forgiven, and you could be that daughter or son of God. Man, we can identify so much with Achan. And this morning, just like Achan needed to repent, we need to repent. And so the challenge for you and for me this morning is to run to a God who loves us. Run to a God who stands ready to forgive. Run to a God who wants to restore and to renew. That we repent and we change. We change the mind and we change the way we live. And we experience all of the goodness of what it means to be brought back in, to be a son or a daughter of the King. I can't do it for you. The elders can't do it for you. Your wife can't do it for you. Your husband can't do it for you. In a few moments, we're going to have an invitation and an opportunity for you to respond. If the Spirit of God is working in your life and you know this morning that you need to repent of whatever it is, then say yes. Don't run. If you think your sin is no big deal, man, understand it's going to disrupt, it's going to deceive, and it's going to destroy. Would we run to the God who loves and who stands ready to forgive and restore this morning? Would we be a church who says today, for me and for us collectively, that we're going to repent and we're going to rededicate? And then we're ready. What happens? The Israelites are able to move forward. And they're able to accomplish all of the things that God has called them to do. Would you bow with me in prayer?